That is the sound of the Ben Davis Winter Guard as their season gets underway. There are a lot of expectations for both the coach and the team, with them winning last year's state championship and being seventh in the nation. Coach David says that there are a lot of improvements from last year to this year.
Last year we were mostly freshmen. This year the varsity team is mostly sophomores. And then our JV team is also mostly 8th graders, so much stronger than we did last year.
He also believes that the Winter Guard has matured as performers from last year to this year.
Just their ability to have more confidence and just to achieve certain equipment and movement things that come with more experience.
There are a lot of obstacles the Ben Davis Winter Guard had to overcome, but Coach David and his team knew how to overcome them. Let's hear how he did it.
One was a lot of the kids have stepped up to do more difficult things. So the pressure and the things, there was skill required to do those, them having to grow into that. Also trying to, some of the kids think that we have to repeat what we did last year, but it's really not a repeat. It's just continuing pushing our voice and our experience.
Coach David explains how he puts faith in both his staff and his color guard students.
Beginning, we were like, we wanted to inspire them to become something they could. And then we have a great group of young women that lead the color guard as our leadership. And they really stepped up to the plate to really push the new skills. So it's been a kind of a group effort from staff to leadership to membership.
If you enjoy dance and you enjoy athletic things, then you don't want to miss the Ben Davis Winter Guard competition this Saturday, February 9th at Brownsburg. Then after that, they have a competition, WGI Regionals Indy, February 16th. That's on a Saturday. And then they'll have a few more local competitions after that, and then they're off to state. So if you see any of these young men or women, make sure to wish them luck and make sure to thank Coach David for all his hard work and all the hard work of the staff and students. For WBDG News, this was Cesar Fernandez.